Issues is a series of articles exploring top issues impacting the town and the 2022 Newmarket municipal election, talking with experts and local candidates about their perspectives. Newmarket has a chance to elect the first Black council member in its history in this year's municipal election. Two Black candidates have put their names forward, Mark Holmes in Ward 1 and Nadia Hansen in Ward 7. It is something of which Newmarket African Caribbean Canadian Association Chair Jerisha Granthall is cognizant. The association highlighted the lack of diversity on the council historically and is hosting a roundtable event with Black candidates October 18. Our community is rich in diversity. If you look out your window, you'll see what Newmarket looks like, Granthall said. When you have a community that's as diverse as Newmarket is, we want to be able to see that reflected in all areas of our society, in all leadership positions and positions of authority. In a newsletter, the association said racial diversity has not been realized on Newmarket Council since records began in the 1930s. That came to the forefront when Granthall appeared before council last December to present the report from the Municipal Anti-Black Racism Task Force, with 117 recommendations to address the issue in the community. This is a table of white people. People that come from a place of privilege and advantages, Mayor John Taylor said at the time. These are things we have to have conversations about. Hansen, who was the vice chair of that task force, said the lack of diversity reflects the disadvantages some groups face in society, which can make it harder to run. Having those financial resources is a really essential part of being able to run for council, and that presents a pretty huge barrier to a lot of people, she said. It can be difficult to put your name forward when you feel you won't be successful. Addressing some of those barriers is part of the mandate of Operation Black Vote Canada. The nonprofit, nonpartisan organization has worked to support Black candidates at all levels of government since 2004. Chair Velma Morgan said there is an increase in Black Ontarians running in the municipal election. But she said Black candidates can often face challenges in terms of name recognition versus incumbents, and may not have a network of political donors. She said the province should institute municipal term limits to open up seats that are easier to win. Beyond that, she suggested municipalities find ways to mentor and support prospective Black candidates, perhaps through committee seats leading up to a council run. For racialized people, it is an issue because you want to see yourself represented, she said, but adding that many frequent voters don't really have many grievances with the system. They just go out and vote for the person they always voted for before. It's the other people who are affected by these policies that should be going out to vote, but they don't because they're actually detached from the system, she added. However, Hansen said she is surprised by the support she has received so far regarding running as a Black candidate. I've just received so many encouraging words of support from people that are glad to see someone that looks a little different running, she said. Whether it is her, Holmes, or both, she said it would be meaningful to see the town elect a Black councillor this election. That would be a huge milestone and just really reflective of the attitude that we have in Newmarket, she said. If we take that step in leading the change and electing our first Black councillor, I think that could really set off a chance of new, diverse councillors all across the GTA. You can register at admin@nacacommunity.ca for the NACA event, which will feature Hansen, York Region District School Board Trustee Candidate Shamila Shaquille, and Aurora Trustee Candidate Luther Brown.